A judge in Manhattan will hear arguments this month about an ancient and controversial circumcision ritual. New York City health officials want to require parental consent for a part of the ritual, which they say can spread the herpes virus. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, several Jewish organizations are suing to block the law. And first, a caution, this story may not be appropriate for all listeners.
Jewish law requires that all baby boys be circumcised on the eighth day of life, like this child whose bris was posted on YouTube. Orthodox Jews sometimes follow with another ritual known as Mitzitza Bepeh. Immediately after the boy is circumcised, the man who performs the ritual, known as a mohel, also pronounced moil, takes a mouthful of wine. Then he places his mouth around the base of the boy's penis and uses suction to clean the wound. Mitzitza Bepeh is supposed to prevent infection, and when it's done correctly, proponents say that's exactly what it does.
I did, over 35,000 circumcisions. Never had one incident where a baby got an infection. Never.
Rami Cohn is a mohel from Borough Park, Brooklyn, and the chairman of an organization called the American Board of Ritual Circumcision. Cohn says mohels who are properly trained and certified are not a threat to the health of the baby.
Our regulation is very strict about protecting human lives. If there's any slight possibility, I'm not saying 50%, even 1%, that baby going to get hurt, you know, we're not allowed to perform that circumcision.
Most circumcisions in New York probably do not involve Mitzitza Bepeh. Still, the city health department says it has linked the practice to nearly a dozen recent cases of herpes virus in young boys. Jay Varma is deputy commissioner for disease control.
Of the 11 cases that we have absolutely confirmed to be herpes infection that was transmitted in this way, we know that two babies have died. Those are deaths we would like to have avoided.
So Varma says the Board of Health is taking steps to reduce what it sees as a risky behavior.
We're not banning the procedure. We're not regulating circumcisions. We're merely mandating that people who undergo a procedure that is risky be aware of those risks before it occurs.
Earlier this year, the board passed a law requiring mohels to get parental consent before performing Mitzitza Bepeh and also to give parents literature that explains the city's concerns. But that regulation goes too far for some Jewish leaders. A group of rabbis and religious organizations sued to block the law. The plaintiffs declined to comment for this story, but lawyer Avi Schick, who is not part of the case, explains his concerns this way.
Government shouldn't be telling religious officials the message to deliver. If the city has safety concerns, the way to address them is not by drafting religious figures and making them their foot soldiers in its war against this practice.
To most observers, and even to many Jews, this may seem like an obsolete ritual that's not worth defending. But the lawsuit doesn't surprise Samuel Heilman, a sociologist at the City University of New York who studies Orthodox Jewish communities.
Whenever it seems that the modern world is inserting itself into matters of ritual, there are certain elements in the Jewish world that say no. We will stand guard over what is genuinely appropriate and ritual and not the modern world.
And those elements seem unlikely to bend to the will of City Hall. Mohel Rami Cohn may speak for many Orthodox Jews who say they will not obey the new regulation.
The mayor is the mayor of the city of New York, but we have a mayor. He's the mayor of the universe. We're going to follow his instructions.
For now, the city law is on hold until a lower court judge can hear arguments about it next week. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.